Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 338. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Three guys on the show today. We're going to bring some apps for your listening enjoyment. Hopefully we bring some apps that maybe you guys have not heard of before and you can install on your phones, devices, etc. Let me introduce the co-host. I'm getting right into it. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Dor?
Hey, Steve. March comes in like a lion, but it goes out like a lamb. How you doing?
How's that? How is that?
I remember I was young and I literally had to turn to my mom and say, what does that mean?
It comes like raging in because it's cold and then it ends kind of not nice and things are blooming.
Yeah, but it took her like 20 minutes to say it in a way I could understand what she was talking about.
I always thought that was a fable. Like if it came in like a lion, like say if you had a thunderstorm or a snowstorm when it first came in, then it would go out like it'd be nice and peaceful at the end of March. But if it came in nice and soft, it would come in like a lamb. It would go out like a lion with a huge thunderstorm or snow or whatever in, at the end of it.
We don't get no snow late April where I'm at, Eric.
Okay. It snowed on my birthday, which is in April before.
It's harsh.
Yeah, it is. It's harsh up here.
Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hello, Steves. Not much. Just, loving my internet provider today again. Have I ever told you guys that I have Comcast as an internet provider and that they lie constantly to me? I don't know if I've ever.
Well, I mean,
that.
Everyone knows every company lies to some degree, but what do you mean they lied to you, Eric?
Well, they promised me a price and I didn't believe them. So I got it in writing and here we are. Then they're not giving me anywhere close. They're double the price that they promised.
They got to be close.
And they have no way of making it even close to being right with me. They say they do, but then they never call back. And they just they just lie again every time.
That is amazing.
Comcast.net, everybody. And there's three special salespeople. There's one that's named Juan and one that's named Linnell and a fine young lady named Sherry who talked to me today who got my blood pressure right back up again. Thank you, Sherry.
Isn't there a Twitter guy who used to handle that, like Comcast Cares or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
They probably fired him.
Yeah, I've done like a other ways around, you know, like,
yeah,
I hate Comcast.com and there's supposed to be some guy there that works at Comcast or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was exactly it, but so I went to that route and nothing. And,
I'm sure he can't keep up. I mean,
I contacted the consumer utility board or customer utility board or utility customer. I don't know. Some kind of thing that got their attention. That's what Sherry called me today about. I thought it was actually Duan who was supposed to be calling me back last week. I thought it was him who was calling me back, but no, it was Sherry following up on my complaint to the citizens utility board.
Wow.
Which she just basically said that, that's not the way we work things here. You can only have a 1-year deal if you're a new customer and you've been a customer for 8 years. So you can only have a 6-year deal. I don't care what he told you or what you have in writing. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to fly right into an app, Eric, then, because this is what you need. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And
put it in the chat. It's literally called Vent, Get It Off Your Chest.
Ooh.
This is a social app for young people. So this is for you, apparently.
It's right up my alley.
To express themselves freely without fear of judgment. Instead of ranting on Twitter or Facebook, you can rant here.
Or Podnuts.
Where people expect you to vent.
I was hoping you were giving me like a search of other internet providers that would rank them in speed and quality and customer service ratings.
No, because they can't.
But I'll give this a try and see how this gets me.
They can't, thanks to our local governments 20 plus years ago, made arrangements with these providers, which allow them legally to be a monopoly or a duopoly in our area. So I can't do that.
Well, I will give this a try. Let's see what. Love it. It helped me a whole bunch in dealing with people when I can't tell any of my friends. It's awesome, but I can't update my profile picture, even though I try. That's okay, though. I don't really need to put my picture up there.
Well, that could be just something else that you can vent about.
Well, that's true. You can vent to the vent about the vent.
So this is just people all pissed off.
Well, I look at it this way.
Not necessarily pissed, just letting it out.
Well, and everyone has a valve once in a while they got to release, or else they might go on top of a building and have a high-powered rifle. So let's...
Well, that's an either-or. You really don't need to do them both.
Right, so let's at least try to think of some at least semi-constructive way to get stuff out.
Yeah, okay. I can see that. Not too shabby.
Yeah, that's true.
And I love how you can either WTF it, OMG it, hug it, LOL it, share it, star it.
Oh, I bet I get nothing but hugs.
I'll bet.
Venting about Comcast.
I guarantee you, you will find extremely understanding ears with that app.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. It's installed. You talked me into it. I'm going to give that a try tonight.
Good, man. Hope it works out.
Oh, it won't install on my Nexus 7.
Oh!
Darn it.
You can vent about it.
They're just trapped inside still. Gotta get it out somehow. Oh, well.
All right, dude. Was that your app door?
Yeah.
First app of the day?
Yes, it was, sir.
All right. What do you got, Eric?
My first app of the day, it's going to be a really super simple, just an okay app. This is called Breezometer Air Quality. For those of you who may be concerned with the air quality in your area at any certain time, this has got a cute little elephant gauge that tells you everything you need to know, really. It just, I don't know. I'm not too much into it. I do get allergies sometimes, but I don't really know what triggers it, if it's hay fever or a certain plant or if it's mold. I don't know. If you know what if you're in tune with your body and you know what things might, you know, bring on your asthma or bring on your allergies, this might be a good app for you to judge whether you need to take a pill before you go outside or drink some vitamin C or something.
I'll tell you what, it makes me wonder what my air quality is around here.
Mine was in the green when I checked mine.
Good for you.
But, you know, we're still pretty cold. It hasn't warmed up much.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, instinctively, the first thing I think is there's a picture of an elephant. Have you ever been around an elephant? You want to talk about low air quality? Stand around an elephant.
What other animal can make a good gauge, though?
A
rhinoceros?
Canary.
It's kind of funny watching the app when it's working. It's not super accurate, but the trunk moves just a little bit, you know, as it's kind of a reading it in real time or something, you know.
I installed it, but it says it's really all different, because rarely characters or something. Did that happen with yours?
No.
Well, okay. I'll say in the screenshots, I do like the idea that I can literally pull up a local map and see some of the air quality things going on. So that's pretty smart.
He got me very nervous. I actually downloaded it now. I'm running it right now. Tap the start to start. It's top right. Got it.
See which device I had it installed. It's on my tablet.
All right, I'm 73.
You're 73? I'll check mine real quick and see where I'm at. We're going.
All right.
I probably need an internet connection.
I'm actually a little upset about that. I wanted higher. That's not okay with me. What's polluting my air? I want to know.
Well, check it around 2 this morning. It should be better.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to need to not be in airplane mode to download the data.
You're saying it has to do with time of day even?
Noon to 3 is always going to be the worst for toxins in the air, but stuff like pollen and stuff should go down at night.
I don't know if this is this about allergies too, or is this like pollutants? Like, is this pollen?
I don't know if it's pollen. It was like things that bug you.
Gotcha.
Careful.
All right. It's so hard to zoom out. It just keeps zooming back in. Stupid app. I want to zoom out. Why does it keep zooming back in? I just broke it. Forget it.
Did you?
All right.
I'm still trying to load my... here we go. Ooh, it's on my Nexus 7.
This does not make for good listening. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Move on. I think it's a cool app, dude. Good one.
When mine does come up, I'll let you know what it was.
All right. Dor, what else you got?
Okay, this is my real first app, I guess I'll say. Atom Launcher. I actually brought it, I want to say, 2 episodes ago. This was the one with, I think, the freaky guy in the video.
I'm still waiting for him to email us and be like, have something offensive to say.
Good, now. Good. Tell him to say it to my face, because I won't be looking at him when he says it. This is actually a pretty light and flexible launcher. I used to be a big fan of the day. Back in the day, I want to say Lucid Launcher, I want to say it was called, where it was ridiculously customizable, but it literally took hours to get what you wanted out of the home screen. This is a good in the middle-ish kind of thing. I don't like the fact that they want you to browse the Atom store, quote unquote, for themes. You can find all the themes in Google Play with just a common sense third grader approach of Atom themes, and you find them. But it's a pretty stable, solid launcher. No issues whatsoever. I'm kind of also growing fond of the icon set. Very square, no rounded corners, and just plain and obvious what stuff is, I think.
There's not even any color.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very easy to theme. All you got to do when you have the app loaded and you're at the home screen, slide up from the bottom and you'll get filter, effects, transparency, and then lock on the filter. Right there is your first level of customizations. But then if you just go to the settings and go to theme settings, gives you a bunch of, I'll just say, flamboyant choices that you can go through and, you know, have fun with.
You're all about flamboyance.
Squared corner flamboyance, yes.
I might not have given this enough time. I had it installed, and I used it very quickly and was quickly out of it.
Well, I will say, first initial load, there is nothing fancy about it. It's just bleh. But then if you poke around a little bit, you find theme settings, and you find the actual home launcher settings. It's actually pretty customizable. I'm genuinely like shocked. It even has hidden stuff like allow rotating grid size, hide the status bar, hide the dock bar, icon size, text color, text size, custom gestures, custom folder settings, custom app filters. So in your home, so in your app drawer, you can have it appear like a ongoing vertical listing of applications instead of side by side, or you can have it grouped.
Does it need root?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, okay. I'm downloading it. It does look cool. I like the minimalistic stuff about it.
Yes. And to me, the minimalistic is a good base, and then it gives you the opportunity to tweak.
Yeah.
Not twerk.
Very cool.
Tweak.
I like it, man. That's a good one. Developer's name is called Dilto. That's a dangerous one.
Quite.
There. That's something he should change. Other than that, I did say, want to say something else about it. I can't remember, but it looks cool. I'm downloading it.
Yeah, completely free. A couple of the themes cost like $1. So if you see something that really sparks your fancy, you spend $1, bang, custom interface, away you go.
Sweet. Good one, man. Eric, you got anything on this?
Did they hear me?
Where is he?
Oh, I think it's Comcast.
Uh-oh. It's Comcast.
This is where my internet is.
Choking.
He shouldn't have spoke bad about him.
It's so hard not to, though.
Well, I did have a friend at work try to explain to me. He said Comcast is nothing more than a social experiment to see how hard companies can push you.
That's funny. If only it was true.
Well, yeah, and I stopped and thought, it's good, but nah.
It could make sense. Yeah. It could be. All right, I have an app. As you guys know, actually, you don't know. You know what? Let me talk about something before the app. Last week, all three shows, I made a plea to help me out with somebody's Amazon account because I deleted all the reviews. Well, finally, after going back and forth with Amazon, I was incredibly disappointed in Amazon's customer support on this issue. They could have handled this really quick because they fixed it and they got the reviews back. I thought they were gone forever, but they got them back. So I'm totally happy. But I was pleading with you guys to help me get them back by buying this product, this girl I was helping with her Amazon account. I think Eric and Dor did. I think maybe two or three other guys did, and then nobody else. And we have about 3,000 listeners. So I won't ask you guys for anything else. I'm very disappointed in you. If I could, I can't say. I would. No, can't say that on the air.
No. Positive. Thank you, Kevin McLaughlin. Thank you, Kevin McLaughlin.
Yes, let me find the names of the guys that did help me. I appreciate that. And all the other guys, screw you. I have an app. I have an app. It's called Udemy. And I've been doing a lot of Udemy courses and trying to put as many courses as I can up on Udemy. If anybody doesn't know, Udemy is a really cool site where you can go and buy courses, like online courses, on pretty much anything. It's like lynda.com, but with much less strictness of who the instructors are and such. Lynda's very pro. Udemy's cool, but almost anyone can make a course, and it's not terribly hard to get it accepted. So you might have some courses that aren't as good as sites that are more stringent. Anyway, I'm using it, and I'm putting stuff up there, and I'm actually buying courses. Udemy has an app. It's Udemy. It's how you spell Udemy. It's a free app. You could browse all their courses in it. And then when you buy a course, you could actually do it in the app too. And Udemy has a very good way, like a real good framework about doing the course. Like when you're done a lecture, it's got like a little arrow at the bottom to go to the next one. It remembers where you are at all different points. It lets you do the quizzes and everything you can kind of do online on your desktop, the app allows you to do. So as a course seller, though, the app is lacking in some of the seller features. They should have like a Udemy seller app separate. This is more for using Udemy as a student. Really cool stuff, though. Udemy's blowing up like crazy. There's so many courses going up on there every day. It was interesting. I posted a course, and one of the tips I got from another Udemy course was, when you post your course, you should put a free coupons for all the other, there's a group, a Facebook group of all the other instructors. And it says, like, let the other instructors do your course and evaluate it. You should give it to them for free. So I'm like, that's a good idea. So I went into the Udemy studio, it's called on Facebook, and I said, hi, here's my course. I'd like any feedback you guys have on it. And I gave them a coupon for just instructors. Within a matter of seconds, I believe, it went to every black hat site on the internet, every freaking coupon site out there, and I got 1,000 signups in like no time. I'm like, okay, so I guess the Facebook group has a couple of leaks in it.
Well, as soon as someone says Facebook, you should go, it doesn't pass the sniff test, brah.
It was a closed group. I got invited.
Doesn't matter.
So somebody invited a lot of black hatters into there. Because I'm serious. I'm like, I just submitted it, and it's like, you got to sign up. Like, my Gmail couldn't keep up. Yeah. I'm like, woohoo, look at all these guys. I'm going to get lots of reviews. No. Like, 90% of them didn't even look at the course. I'm sure they're out there just promoting it on their own sites. I'm like, you dosh garn thingers.
Right. Well, anyway, this is what I'll say, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Steve. Lynda, you pay one fee, then you have access to everything, but then you have a reoccurring monthly fee.
Yeah.
That does fit some people's plan, I'll say. But most people, I think, know the kinds of things they want to learn. What I like about Udemy is you can easily laser focus right in on stuff, and they always give you some percentage of something. I don't want to say for free, but they let you preview something before you buy, so you get a feeling of what this guy's about. How is he going
that's
to teach?
That's up to the instructor.
Gotcha.
To decide what videos are previews.
Right.
But there is one thing, though. The instructors, I think they can opt out of this, but that you can give Udemy like free reign to come up with any coupon they want. And Udemy offers like crazy discounts, like 75% off for a week, any course in the whole place. They do these sales very often. So, I mean, if you guys want to hold out, not buy the courses, just hold out for a couple of weeks, check Udemy, and there's probably some 75% off sale, which they always do. And that Udemy takes a large cut.
Right. Yeah. Well, I like the idea of freelance learning instead of, with Lynda, you have to join the tribe, if you will, to be an instructor. And I think Udemy lets people teach people. It's a hub. It's a gateway.
Yeah. Yep. And last thing, I mean, the review systems. I'm becoming very disappointed in general with review systems on every site. They're being so freaking manipulated. It's like, as a marketer, you're like, oh, we have to have social proof. We got to get tons of reviews. Review my course. Review my course. Review my product. Review my product. Oh, well, don't I have to use it? No, you don't have to use it. Just write something good about me. Don't you like me? Like, yeah. Review systems are breaking because people are, like, the marketers have creeped in and realized that that's part of the algorithm and just totally, totally just abusing reviews. iTunes reviews, like, since John Dumas, an entrepreneur on fire, and he started his whole thing, you can go on there and find a podcast that launches, the day it launches, has like 100 reviews of 100 people who probably never listened to the show. So I'm saddened that systems that were put in place to help you judge quality are being exploited. People are breaking the internet, and they shouldn't.
That's why I trust podcasts where I get personal, hand-done critiquing and concierge service of data, internet services, and Android applications.
All right, I'm trying to follow that completely. That thought.
I don't trust review systems. I trust individuals.
Okay. Yeah. Heck yeah. I know. That would be nice. And I wish people... I wish they wouldn't put as much weight, these systems, on reviews. I think they will. I'm sure Amazon will put much less weight on reviews. iTunes will put less weight on it. Might even get rid of them altogether. Yeah. Thank you, people breaking the internet.
I loved Amazon's reviews. I used to rarely ever buy anything without checking that first.
Yeah, I still do. But you know you have to kind of weed through the crap ones.
Well,
wow, this product is amazing! Exclamation. You should use blah, blah, blah every day. Like, I mean, you could kind of tell which ones are like fake.
Well, yeah.
But sometimes you can't.
I always take the most extreme positive and the most extreme negative of anything. Because not only do you have people paying for good reviews, you also have people paying to give other people bad reviews.
Right.
So you got to cut out all of the fives and all of the ones, what's left in the middle. If there's more fours than twos, it's probably better.
I think that's a good rule of thumb, mm-hmm. Dor. Because the person you're paying would never leave you a four-star review out of five.
Right.
Unconscionable.
I've never been misled by an Amazon review yet, though. I can see it coming.
Well, you know this amazing selling machine that a lot of people are using? They're making tons of money on Amazon. They don't tell you to blatantly, like, have people... You're not allowed, basically, as a member, to review other people's products. But there's a lot of, like, upping... This review helped me a lot type of things.
Oh, that, yeah.
There's tons of encouragement for that. Like blind encouragement. Yes, just they give you a little job. Here's a job. Go to this site. Click, yes, this review helped me. Do I have to read it? No. Post this on your social network. Well, I don't want to post that on my... I don't want to put somebody else's product that I don't even know on my Facebook page. Make up a new Facebook page, an identity, just for the purpose of marketing. You can make it a 20-year-old girl if you want, like I did. The instructor on the video is a guy, probably in his 40s or 50s, and he mocked up a Facebook page where he's a 20-year-old girl, and he's basically posting Amazon links in there and fake content. Like, here, if you like, they're like, here, I'll just pull this baseball article off of this site, put that in there. I'm kind of interested in baseball. I'll put this one in here. You know, and he's instructing the people listening. You got to make it seem real. It's got to feel real. Otherwise, Facebook will take it down. I'm like, well, if they will take it down, then don't do it. Don't be teaching people. Yeah. How to break the internet. Oh, makes me so enraged.
I wish they'd take mine down. I got to figure out how to act more like a 20-year-old girl.
I get so mad when somebody comes. It's like a swarm. Somebody catches a little fever and like, I found a way to make tons of money. And a swarm of people come in. They exploit a system to it just busts into pieces. And then they move on to ravage something else. Okay. That's what I feel like is happening sometimes. Okay. They're breaking my internet. Well, don't break my internet.
Steve, I have an app for you then. It's called Vent. Get it off your chest.
Okay. I'm sorry if I'm unloading on you guys. I'm just bitter you didn't buy any of the Amazon product I offered, jerks.
I did.
You weren't here, Eric. I told the other, I said that you and Dor did. But I'm being just blatantly horribly mean to our listeners right now.
I'll tell the listeners. I said I'd come back with a review here. I'll tell them my wife. So I was outside burning some wood, having a nice night last Saturday night out there, burning wood, hanging out by the fire, you know, enjoying the weather. And she comes out to me. She's like, hey, how much was that stuff you ordered from Steve? Like, I don't know, $15. She's like, oh, you might be spending some money. She really liked it. Wow. It made her face feel really nice. My daughter really liked it. They both really liked it. I did. I even got myself a little bit of poison ivy to try it out on. I only tried it out one day, but I also really drugged myself up because I didn't want this to be an outbreak. Right. I'm really bad when it comes to poison ivy, but it may have helped. I can't vouch for it for sure.
It didn't look like your poison ivy. Bad. It looked pretty good.
It isn't that bad. So I don't know if that was the reason why it's not that bad. I threw everything at it. You know what I mean?
Nice.
I made myself feel like tired with the amount of antihistamines I took. It was bad. So yeah. And yeah, poison ivy is bad.
Okay. Well, thanks for buying the product and thanks for the review.
Yeah.
You weren't here. I told Dora, I got the reviews back. Amazon finally came through and all the past reviews came back. Oh, I might've told you on Voxer.
I checked them out cause I wanted to see if anybody else had the same review that, you know, if my wife really got into it. She started looking it up on the internet and it did say that, yeah, that stuff's good for poison ivy too.
Oh, good.
She was looking up all the different uses. Some people eat that and drink it.
I know. She told me that the other day. I know, wow. Dude. Yeah, I know. Let's keep talking more about it. I think we could really anger the listeners after they don't buy it and then we just keep talking about it. They might even unsubscribe.
Well, don't be surprised. It does come in a very powdery form. You have to add water to it. It's not just a bar of clay. That's what I was expecting.
That's true.
But yeah, a little bit goes a long way. It's a great product.
Thanks, dude. Cleopatra's Secret, only on Amazon. Please leave a review, even if you don't buy it. just kidding. All right. Eric, do you have another app for us? I think it's Eric's turn.
Yeah, Comcast noticed that I had a Comcast Monopoly sign up behind me, and they took me off the internet for a short period, and now I'm back. This is an app that I've had installed for quite a while, and I never had a chance to use it until this week, so I'm going to bring it after I have finally had a chance to use it. And this is by Nokia Apps, and it's called Here. It is an offline map GPS system for your phone that's free. And it works great. As long as you don't mind a British accent giving you directions.
I do.
I encourage that. I prefer that.
I was really impressed. It gives walking or driving directions. I only use the driving. And I downloaded Iowa and Illinois ahead of time before I put it in the car. It does still use the internet though too, because it was telling me I don't usually get apps to do this. It popped up and it says, you're roaming now. Do you want to stay connected? And I'm just like, yeah. And then it left me alone after that. I'm not sure. Not too many apps tell you when you're roaming.
Roaming.
But it worked really well. And the maps were nice. They showed both lanes, kind of like Sean Johnson used to talk about, you know, the lane thing.
Yeah.
When you're driving down the road, it did that. I used Google Maps on the way back. I didn't get lost either way, so. It works just as good as Google, as far as that goes. Neither of them got lost.
It's basically you don't have to have internet connection.
Yeah.
Okay.
You load it up ahead of time. And I see. You only have to download the states that you need. You don't have to download the whole country. I mean, there's multiple countries on here and multiple, you know, in all the states in our country.
All right. I see.
Yeah. 100, it says 100 countries in there that it's got.
Oh, cool. Looks not really nice.
Oh, that's what it was using the data for. It does have traffic. It was giving me traffic information.
Gotcha. From Nokia.
Yep.
Or Nokia?
Nokia. Yeah, you're right. That's the way the Finnish say it.
We're not in Finland.
I know. Oh, the Finnish got mad at Dor.
Dor, you quit talking. You know, it comes into Europe, they're just like, bye, Dor.
Serious? That took like a split second. Dor's gone. They're like, you're finished. You've been finished.
You've been finished. I can bring another app while we're waiting for him to come back if you want.
Yeah.
Or we can rant about Udemy and Comcast for a while.
Let's talk about Cleopatra's Secret.
Yeah, there you go. Let's not rant. Let's just, you know, promote.
All right.
This is an awesome game I want to bring. It's called Moonshine Rabbits. You know, last week I think I brought a game that was similar to like an Ant Smash where you have to tap on the things and, you know, smash stuff.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the game was, but it was similar to Ant Smash. This is along the same lines, but it's in 3D, and it's really, really fun. It's Moonshine Rabbits by Star Ashes. Star Ashes is a great name for a developer. Basically, there's these three rabbits in a farmyard, and they're pitching pumpkins and watermelon and stuff at you in 3D, and you gotta hit them before they hit you, like you're behind a camera.
What do you mean before, 3D? Like real, like glasses 3D?
No, just throwing them at you. They're standing way far back, and they're throwing stuff at you, and you just gotta hit it before it actually hits you.
I see.
I don't know if it shows it on the video or not.
Yeah, it does. I think when he started, I thought they were using a gum. No, he's using his finger the whole time. I see.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I guess you could kind of make it similar to Duck Hunt, I guess, sort of, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. With your finger.
I don't know. I just think it's neat how they throw stuff at you.
Yeah, me too. It's pretty cool.
It's got a good look to it.
Yeah, it looks kind of fun.
It is fun.
What's with the moonshine, though? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Okay. All right, cool.
There may be some story to it that I skipped over or something. That happens a lot. You know?
Yeah, I mean, like a cutscene.
The angry daddy liked to drink moonshine, and now he sees rabbits. Help the angry daddy get rid of the moonshine rabbits. So basically, it assumes that you drink moonshine, and
you're hallucinating.
Now you're hallucinating and seeing angry rabbits.
Okay. That's awesome. Very cool. All right. Good show, boys. That's all we're going to do. I don't know. I'm looking at the time. It says 38, but we also spent 10 minutes just ranting about nothing in particular. Jordan went first, though. That was 4 apps. It's good enough. Good enough for a show. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'd like to say I'm sorry for being mean to you, but I'm not. And that's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. I'm kidding. I love you all. Thank you very much for listening. Tune in Wednesday. It's going to be an interesting show. Talk to you later.